The Public News Service TOA Newscast, December the 17th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. A teacher and a teenage student were killed and six students were hurt in a shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. That from ABC News, they report the suspect, a student at the school, is also dead. The teenage suspect was female and used a handgun, police said. A motive is not clear. Of the six injured students, two are in critical condition as of Monday with life-threatening injuries. Four other students suffered non-life-threatening injuries, according to authorities. Next to Colorado, where the state is distributing over $2.6 million to food banks and pantries to ensure the state's 1 in 7 kids facing hunger can access nutritious food.
Dwayne Grulet co-founded the Small Town Project in Rocky Ford, an area famous for its melons. He says the $45,000 community food grant will help families access a wide variety of fresh foods, including beef from local ranchers.
Pinto beans, potatoes, eggs, poultry, chilies, and tomatoes, asparagus, of course our melons, Palisade peaches, and Olathe sweet corn.
The grants approved by the state legislature this year aim to help nearly 90 food banks and pantries across the state create local solutions to unique local challenges, in part by boosting local farms and ranches. The program is administered by the Colorado Blueprint to End Hunger in partnership with the state's Department of Human Services. I'm Eric Galatis.
Meantime, a new report found fossil fuel lobbyists in two states with strong transparency and disclosure laws were not making full disclosures, and that includes Washington.
A new report found fossil fuel lobbyists in two states with strong transparency and disclosure laws were not making full disclosures, and that includes Washington. Washington ranked 8th in the country with a C+ in the report from F-, a group that tracks fossil fuel lobbying across the nation. But the audit found fossil fuel lobbyists in Washington state made disclosures only 8% of the time. James Browning with F- says those lobbyists frequently work for both fossil fuel and climate advocacy groups.
Refusing to disclose their work for oil and gas companies shows that they're keenly aware that this can be bad for their image, that they can be seen as villains on climate, and that's bad for business, it's bad for their image.
Browning points to the Pacific Whale Watch Association and Chevron sharing a lobbying firm. Browning says the audit from F- has been sent to the state's Public Disclosure Commission, but he hasn't heard back. Browning, though, was encouraged when the Public Disclosure Commission in October started asking lobbyists what legislation they worked on. For Public News Service, I'm Simone Perez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
27 states received failing grades in the report over the transparency of their lobbyist disclosure laws. This is Public News Service. Hunger doesn't retire, yet millions of older Americans are struggling to afford food.
Misconceptions and stigma often prevent eligible seniors from accessing the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the nation's largest anti-hunger initiative. However, with simplified application process and renewed outreach efforts, advocates are working to break down these barriers and connect seniors with the support they need. Norm Gold with Feeding America and AARP highlights these challenges and the importance of outreach.
It's too much of a pain them to do it. Most seniors don't want to have to deal with it, honestly. I'm one of them. I'm almost 70. And, you know, that's just the way older people are. They make it easy. That's why they've got the simplified application. That's what's made it much easier for them.
A free webinar on Wednesday aims to clear up myths and misconceptions about SNAP benefits and highlight how the program supports older adults struggling with food insecurity. The event titled SNAP Food Benefit Myths, Rumors and Misconceptions begins at 1:30 p.m. and is open to everyone who registers at events.aarp.org. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Meantime, mid-Atlantic states are seeing climate change-induced sea level rise, altering what some farmers can grow.
Coastal farms are seeing more frequent and higher storm surges and leftover sea salt deposited on more cropland. Over time, saltwater intrusion harms production of sensitive crops and low-lying fields become unviable as most commodity crops will not tolerate flooding. Cape May Plant Materials Center manager Chris Miller says USDA researchers have been working to find salt-tolerant plant species useful to farmers.
farmer wants to continue farming, he or she are going to have to figure out ways of adapting their operation, maybe away from commodity crops and going with a conservation plant that will not only provide some ecosystem services, but also potentially providing an income. Maybe not as much income as a commodity crop, but at least providing some value-added income.
Tidal grasses can slow down encroaching floods. Brett Pivato reporting.
This story was produced with original reporting from Lisa Held for Civil Eats. And finally, a new national monument in the town of Newcastle in Maine will honor FDR-era Labor Secretary Frances Perkins.
The first woman to serve in a presidential cabinet, Perkins is credited with driving New Deal policies, including the 40-hour work week, the minimum wage, and Social Security. AFL-CIO President Liz Schuler calls Perkins an unsung hero.
Who has inspired millions of women, millions of workers, and is directly responsible for so many of the rights and benefits we have as working people today across this country.
I'm Catherine Carley.
The national monument honoring her legacy will comprise roughly 60 acres of what was once her family's homestead. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.